I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. This week in Spain, victims of Franco-era violence testified in court for the first time. General Francisco Franco came to power in 1939 after Spain's brutal civil war. During the conflict and later under Franco, more than 100,000 civilians were killed or disappeared. An amnesty law made investigating those crimes illegal, and a judge who is challenging that law is now on trial himself. The World's Jerry Haddon begins our report with the story of one of Franco's victims.
81-year-old Maria Martin Lopez finally had her day in court. This week, she told Supreme Court judges how, when she was six, Franco supporters came to her house and took her mother away. Her voice haunts, like her story.
They shot her. My father had me go with him to try to find her body. Later, we found her. They'd stripped her naked and thrown her clothes in the brambles. When we went to complain, they told us to drop it. If not, they said, we'd end up just like my mother.
Spaniards like Martin have long been barred from testifying before the courts by Spain's Franco-era amnesty law, passed in 1977. But a few years ago, investigative judge Baltasar Garzón challenged the law and began to investigate. He argues that the killings were crimes against humanity. Garzón used the same principle to have the late Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet arrested in 1998, despite Chile's own amnesty law. For trying the same thing at home, Garzón's now in the docket. Among victims, there's outrage that it's Garzón under investigation and not the crimes themselves. 75-year-old Pino Sosa Sosa from the Canary Islands says her father's whereabouts are still a mystery.
Acudimos por justicia. Se lo llevaron de casa.
We're here for justice. They took my father from the house, beat him, threw him in jail. He was our breadwinner. My mother fell sick afterwards. She never could find him.
Defenders of Spain's 1977 amnesty law say it remains the only way for Spain to move forward. Digging in the past, they say, could lead to political instability. But during this week's testimony, Maria Martin Lopez displayed a hand-drawn map of where she says her mother's remains lay.
El arroyo.
Here's where the stream passes. There, right up next to the bridge.
Garzón's prosecutors cut Martin's testimony short, arguing the same point that has stunned international human rights groups. This trial is over whether Judge Garzón broke the law, not over who was killed by whom more than half a century ago. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon.